Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And also, I want to give a big hello to our new listening audience on Rapture Ready Radio, which is also on Blog Talk Radio. So, I know that most of us probably don't want to wind up like Nebuchadnezzar, right? Remember King Nebuchadnezzar of, he was the king of Babylon, of all places. But Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't want to listen to God. He wanted to do his own thing. And so he lost his mind. He lost his mind, and he wound up on the grass, walking on the grass like on all fours like an ox, or the Bible says, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, the book of Daniel 4, verse 33. So he wound up losing his marbles big time because and his hair grew long, and he had long fingernails, claws, and he just wouldn't obey God. So we don't want to wind up like that. And you can wind up like a crazy person. You can wind up like Juanita Bynum. Juanita Bynum. Now, I was watching this so-called telethon, Heart for the World, and they want you to believe that Daystar, Marcus, and Joni Lamb, they really have a heart for the world. And they're having this Heart for the World telethon this week, and they have Juanita Bynum on. And now Juanita already lost her mind a few times. She's had some mental problems, but she comes back, and she's calling herself Dr. Bynum now. I wonder where she got her doctorate from. Does she have a real doctorate, or did somebody just give her one? Because, you know, if you have a real doctorate, you have to go to school, what, for 8 years, 12 years, something like that. You have to go to school for a long, long time to earn a real PhD. But Dr. Bynum now is calling herself Doctor. And I think she needs a doctor. I think she needs a psychiatrist. Now she has orange hair. And she gets up on, and I'm going to play some audio from this, but she gets up on this so-called Heart for the World. But it's really Marcus and Joni have a heart for Marcus and Joni so they could get richer. That's what it's all about. And we know here we are going into 2017, and we're going to be celebrating 500 years after the Reformation, 500 years ago almost. Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the church door, and Martin Luther was a Catholic monk, and he realized when he started reading the Bible, which they didn't like people to read the Bible back in that day, they actually murdered people. The Catholic Church did for printing Bibles. You could be murdered for printing a Bible in a language where people could understand it and read it. Now, they didn't want people to read the Bible because then people would find out. And that's how you can find out who's true and who's false, if you read your Bible. So, anyway, Martin Luther, he was a Catholic, a monk, and very devoted, but he started reading his Bible, and he found out that the Bible said that you're saved by grace and not of works, lest any man should boast. And, of course, the Catholic Church teaches you can only be saved by being a member of the Catholic Church, and then you have to say Hail Marys, and you have to do penance. Some people actually beat themselves with whips that have nails on them and things. They beat themselves because they believe that they have to suffer for the sins of the world. But I didn't know that Jesus needed any help. Jesus did a pretty good job all by himself when he died on the cross, and he suffered for our sins. So I didn't think that he needed anybody else to do his work. I thought he already did that. But, of course, the Catholic Church didn't want you to know that. So, and then, of course, Luther, he wanted to stay in the Catholic Church, and he wanted to reform the Catholic Church, but they didn't want anything to do with it because there was big money in indulgence selling, there was big money in miracle selling, and there's still big money in miracle selling. It's still a big, big business. Otherwise, the Daystar television network would probably not be on the air, or TBN would have never become as wealthy. Almost worth $1 billion. I don't know how much their assets are worth now, but at one time their assets were worth $1 billion. But they would have never become so wealthy, or the Word Network, or God TV, or TCT, or any of these other networks. They wouldn't make any money. They would make some money, which they do make money selling airtime. They do make very good money selling airtime, but that's not enough. They have to have more money. So they sell miracles. They tell you that, and Juanita is telling people that don't listen to those liars and those manipulators. And I'm wondering, like, that she's really crazy, because for the first part of what she says that comes out of her mouth is, don't listen to people like that are liars and manipulators. And then about a minute later, she's telling you that God is telling her that we have to activate God. Now, can somebody please tell me how we little human beings that we are, we know we're powerless, right? We know that. How we, in our power, can activate Almighty God. Oh, but of course, their activation always involves money. And to me, it reminds me of, the mafia? The mafia, like, in days gone by, if you had a business in some neighborhoods, the mafia don or whoever would come around and they would say, you have to give me some money for protection. So that the God that they're talking about is the mafia don God, that you have to give him some money, you have to pay him some money on the side for protection, because if you don't protect this mafia don God, then you're going to be cursed, you're not going to have any money, your children are going to be cursed, they're going to go on drugs, you're going to get sick, all kinds of things are going to happen to you if you don't pay him off. So that's what they're saying. But can somebody, look, if you have a scripture like that, if you can show me a scripture, because I don't see anything like that in the Bible where I could activate God. I get him to do what I want. They say that they know God and they talk about God, but can any of us get God Almighty, the sovereign God of the world, to do what we want? I don't think so. I think he does what he wants, and he's a lot smarter than I would ever hope to be. And I would rather have him make decisions for me. And I can pray and ask for things, but that doesn't mean he's going to give it to me. I don't understand. Marcus Lamb, he says he's been in the ministry since I think he was 15. I don't know what ministry was he in, because he's a Bible illiterate. There's no such thing in the Bible as activating God with money. And but Marcus, he claims that he's a man of God and he hears from God, and He says when he prays, God tells him all these things, to business deals and things, ways that he gets money. And Marcus Lamb, I have one thing I would like to say to you. I believe that you are not saved. I believe that because saved people aren't con artists. We're not con artists. We don't con people. Saved people, we go to work, we earn an honest living, we take care of our families, we don't beg, borrow, and steal. So you're not a Christian. And the only thing I think that God is saying to you, Marcus Lamb, is repent. That's what I think he's saying to you. Repent and be born again. Because Jesus said you must be born again. First you're born of your mother, then you're born again of the Spirit of God. And when we're born again, we're supposed to change. Now look, we all have issues, I realize. Yes, we're all working things out while we're here on this earth. But we're trying to do what's right. We're not going to get up on television and start conning people, telling them that they could buy things from God and earn his favor and whatever by sending a donation. And the subtle manipulation of it all, too, is, and it is witchcraft, is that they tell you that right now, if God is speaking to you, but how many of us, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, really, we're at home, right? We're at home, we're doing our housework, or we're on our computer or whatever. How many of us are sitting there and God is saying to us, without the television being on, okay, we're not watching any telephones. How many of us are sitting there and God says, send Marcus Lamb $1,000 a month for 12 months? It doesn't happen, right? It doesn't happen. No, it only happens when you're watching these programs and they're telling you, Juanita says and Marcus says, God is speaking to me right now, but there are 1,000 people out there and you're supposed to sow $1,300 a month for 12 months. And he's telling me that this will change your whole life. This is the, this, and then she's telling people they're going to get debt cancellation. They're going to get debt cancellation. You know what? Now, for any of us that know anything about debt cancellation, how do you get your debts canceled? Number one, you pay your debts. That's how you get debt cancellation. I don't know of any bank that you go to, you have a mortgage on your house, and the bank calls you up and says, okay, now, please, if this has happened to anybody that's listening to this program, please email me, Susan@propheticnews.com, because I would like to hear that, and I would like evidence. How many of you out there, you had a mortgage on your house, and the bank called you up one day and said, your mortgage is canceled. Your mortgage is canceled because you sowed a seed to some TV preacher. And the bank calls you up. That doesn't happen. Okay, no, that doesn't happen. No, the bank wants their money. They lent you the money. You're supposed to pay it back. Because if you don't pay it back, it's called stealing. Yeah, it's called stealing. So then the other form of debt cancellation is they tell you, well, you have credit cards. The credit card company will call you. Some of them have actually said this. They will call you and tell you your debts are canceled. Okay, if there is one person out there that you can tell me that you sowed a seed to a TV preacher and your debts were canceled, the credit card companies called you up and they told you, you don't have to pay us. You don't have to pay us anymore. We don't want your money. That doesn't happen. No, you don't pay the credit card company. They take you to court now. They don't mess around now. They will sue you. And you might have owed $1,000, but by the time the lawsuit is over, and when they tack on all the fees and the attorney things and the court costs, if you owed $1,000, you might owe $3,000 by the end of the thing. So, you know, these people are crazy. Debt cancellation, yeah, there's another form of debt cancellation. It's called bankruptcy. Chapter 7, Chapter 11, Chapter 13, you can choose to pay off your debts. You can choose to pay 20% of your debts. Yeah, that takes 7 years. For 10 years, you don't have good credit after you file for bankruptcy. But debt cancellation for sowing a seed to a con artist TV preacher, nah, that doesn't happen. No, that's a pipe dream in the sky. But yet, you have a large majority of people living here in the United States of America who they're entitled. They're entitled to things. They just feel like because they were born and they get married and they have children, that they're entitled for somebody else to take care of their responsibilities. And it's the same way in the so-called church. Is that they think because I'm a Christian and because I have the name of Jesus and because I tithe and I sow seeds, I'm entitled to a blessing, whether I work, whether I pay my bills, whether I lead an honest life, whether I'm not a deceitful person. I'm just entitled to things. Well, that's not the way it works. It just doesn't work that way. God is a righteous, holy God. And, if we need things from God, we pray. That's how we get things from God, is we pray and we ask God. And prayer is free. I didn't know I had to pray. I don't pray. Now, when I was a Catholic, and I grew up Catholic, and I stopped being a Catholic when I was 12, but I went to Catholic school for many years, and so I know about being a Catholic, so we would go to church and we would pray and we would light a candle at church and we would put money in the box there as we were lighting our candle and saying our prayer. And that's basically what this so-called church is doing today. You say your prayer and then you offer up some money. And we were famous for that, for, you know, trying to pay God off. But it's the same thing that's going on today. So we're hoping that as we come into celebrating the 500th year after the Reformation, is that we can complete the Reformation and we can stop the miracle selling and try to convince people, Christians especially, that prayer is free. We don't have to pay anybody to pray for us. We don't have to give an offering for people to pray for us. We don't have to give an offering to get God to do something for us. We don't have to give a tithe to get God to do something for us. We are His children. He loves us. All we have to do is ask. And if we don't ask amiss, like the Bible says, to consume it on your lust, God might give you what you need. Didn't He say that He would meet all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus? So what do we have need of? We have need of food, clothing, shelter. We need money to pay our bills. And the Bible says godliness with contentment brings great gain. So let's be content and not worry about tomorrow. Of course, I believe people should plan. I believe people should have life insurance. They should have a plan for their families, especially mothers and fathers, because the Bible does talk about leaving an inheritance to your children. And so I believe that you should plan. Some people, can you imagine growing up in a family and your parents gave everything, they gave your inheritance away to some TV preacher? Well, that's happened. That has happened to people. And that is a sad state of affairs, that the children were neglected in favor of a con artist like Oral Roberts, or the Crouch family, or Marcus Lamb, who of the Daystar Network, who claims that they take in $50 million a year. $50 million a year. Okay, I preach the gospel. It doesn't cost me $50 million a year to preach the gospel. And really, if you probably looked into it, if you researched the Daystar Television Network, you would find out that their operating expenses aren't as high as they would lead you to believe. And they bring in an enormous amount of income from selling airtime. It's very, very lucrative to sell airtime on these networks. So they make a bundle of money on that. And the rest of the money they use, mainly they buy real estate investments. They make themselves wealthier and wealthier. And then the money is not put in a trust fund for to go to the partners. It's put in a trust fund for their children. So it's a very, very lucrative, it can be a very, very lucrative profession to be a TV preacher. But let's read a few scriptures here. Let's go over a few scriptures. Let's look at some scriptures on the word deceitful. Because these people are deceitful people. Deceitful. Well, they tell you, God is telling me. But you know who their God is? Their God is the devil, because the devil talks like that. Jesus Christ never talked like that when he walked on the earth. There's not one instance of Jesus ever talking like that, telling people, give me some money and come over here, give me some money and I'll give you favor. I'll give you a debt cancellation. I'll give you a brand new house. I'll give you a car. I don't know what Jesus they're talking about. I'm not talking about my Jesus. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Micah 6:11, shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with the bag of deceitful weights? Micah 6:12, for the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. 2 Corinthians 11:13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Ephesians 4:22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Psalm 120:2, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Amen. Proverbs 11:18, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Proverbs 14:25, a true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. That's a word for Juanita and Marcus. And also, Paul Crouch Jr. got in on the fray there. He was there with his wife, and yikes, it's like a friend of mine said, what is he trying to be, the new Mike Murdoch? I think he is, since he got fired from TBN. Now he's going around selling miracles. He has a new profession. Proverbs 27:6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 31:30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. God's word is good. Amen. Very, very good. Psalm 55:23, but thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. So we don't want to be deceitful. We want to live out our lives in holiness. We want to live our lives in integrity. And I don't want to wind up, I don't want to wind up like Marcus Lamb if he doesn't repent, or Juanita Bynum if she doesn't repent, or Paul Crouch Jr. if he doesn't repent. I wouldn't want their lives. You couldn't give me enough money in the world to, I love my life. And I don't have to beg, borrow, and steal to live my life every day. I just mind my own business and serve God. And I'm content with my life, and God takes care of me, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Okay, Titus 1. The witness, this witness is true, 1:13. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. And that's what we do. We rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Deuteronomy 11:16, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. That's what they're doing. Jeremiah 9:5, and they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. I'm telling you, God's too much, isn't he? He just tells it like it is. Jeremiah 29:8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. Matthew 24:4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Romans 16:18, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. So we don't want to be simple-minded, amen? We don't want to be simple-minded. And I know some of us have been. I have been myself. And was in the Word of Faith movement for 15 years, believed the prosperity gospel. I've been there, and I got out of it in 1997. Thank you, Jesus, almost 20 years of real liberty to be free from all that. No, I have not tithed since 1997 or sowed a seed, and I'm just fine. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. So we seek first the kingdom, God's kingdom, not worldly kingdoms. And we try to live our lives, like I said, with integrity, which is very important, that we try to keep our word. And I realize that some of us, when we're getting older, we don't always remember sometimes all the things that we're that we said. But we try to do what's right. We try to be people of our word, and we mind our own business. We don't go coveting after our neighbor's goods and go coveting after what other people have. We work, we pay our bills, we take care of our families, and we try to be a good Christian testimony to the world. Amen. That's very, very important. So I'm going to play some audio clips from this so-called heart for the world. And really, if these people really cared about the world, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. They wouldn't be conning people. They wouldn't be lying to people about seed sowing and loving the world, and we love the world so much. But what kind of a testimony is that to the world, to show the world that you can pay Jesus off with a gift or a seed faith offering, what kind of love is that for the world? That's not love for the world. So anyway, I'm going to play a couple of these clips here from Juanita. Honestly, poor Juanita. I mean, she is a mess. I'll tell you, we didn't hear that much about Juanita for a while. She kind of bowed out of the picture, but she's back. Juanita's back, and here's Juanita. Now listen to the subtle and also not so subtle manipulation here of so-called Dr. Bynum.
He gave me 33 people that would do 133 over a 12-month period. Go to the phone right now, because the Lord said, from tonight on, for the next 12 months, when you activate this, you're going to see a perpetual return. The lady that sold that $15,000, she said several years ago, you preached at a conference, and you said prophetically, there's one person in here that God is going to give, called to give $10,000. She said, I gave it. She said, and it was a down payment on a house. She said, I want you to know something, Dr. Bynum. God caused a man to knock $90,000 off the house. She said, in the same house, it's paid off. And God blessed me with my own dentistry practice because of that one scene. No, while you trying to save and figure it out, God's already got an open door. Look and behold, there is an open door standing open for those that would activate. He said $33 for 33 people. He said 133 for 33 people. 533 for 33 people. And 1,033 for 33 people. And God said for me to tell you now, He's activating something with your name on it. And He's calling you into your grave. And those of you that God is talking to about that $1,000 seed. If I be a woman of God, I know what God is going to do. I done been through too much to lie to anybody about money and anything else. I'm not giving y'all. This oil cost me something. And it's too expensive to waste on con games and lies. I'm not giving y'all talk to me. And manipulation. You don't have to manipulate the righteous. Because the Bible said they are able to hear the still small voice. The book of Acts says you have been chosen to hear from God. You have been chosen. The phone number is 1-800-329-0029. Dr. Bynum, I'm one of those people that God is calling to give that $1,000. I've got to activate my business. He said, it is 33 business owners. I hear the Lord talking to you. I promise you God is going to activate this thing. 32 business owners. There are people right now that you are in debt. The Lord said 533. It's breaking debt. I know what I hear the Lord saying. Credit card debts. You can't seem to untangle yourself. The spirit of Leviathan has locked your life up, which is a spirit of twining and confusion where you can never unravel yourself out of this thing. God said, yes, you're saying I can't afford it, but the Holy Ghost just told me to tell you, you can't afford not to. I couldn't afford to give that, but I could not afford not to. Why? Because God was trying to prove to me, I am your son. Yes. 33 people, 133 over a 12-month period. At the bottom, I'm trying God. 1-800-329-0029. Or you can go to Daystar.com or give on the Daystar app. That's right, go to the app and give. 44 people is already giving. Come on, there's three lines open. There's three lines open. Pick up that phone. Because I'm telling you, it's activation time. Everybody in this audience right now, I'm telling you, it's activation time. I'm not just preaching up here. It's activation time. If you ain't got nothing but a $33 seed, if you ain't got nothing but 133, go in your pocket and get something. Go in your pocket that equals a 33. Because God is doing something. It's a spiritual activation. I know what I'm feeling. My God, I'm sensing something so powerful right now. It's an activation. Watch this. It's you being able to allow God to do what you can't get done. No, this is it. This is it. It is not by chance that some Sunday is with Rosh Hashanah. It is not by chance that we are up on the holy days. It is not by chance that we're coming upon the new year and now for the next 12 months. Your finances, your life is getting ready to enter into a whole other era. Your new year is starting now. It's not starting December the 31st. The activation for your life is starting now. I'm talking to somebody. If the line is busy, keep calling. Keep calling, because God is doing something awesome right now. It's a spiritual activation, and it's an eternal thing that word is going to keep on working. The Bible said that the Lord will remember all of your offerings. Do you know what this is about? Do you know what this is about? It makes my stomach turn. It makes my stomach turn, man of God, when I hear Christians using these words. I can't afford that. It makes my stomach turn because we are no longer faith people. We're no longer faith people. We're no longer people that says I'm going to faith it in. When somebody said, well, what's those? I said, you know what, let's faith it in. Then let's come on, let's connect, because that's the way Christians talk. We're supposed to faith it in. Touch your neighbor and say, you're going to faith in what you need. Come on, touch somebody else and say, you're going to faith in what you need. You're going to faith it in. Said, no, turn around and tell somebody else that. Look at yourself in the mirror if you ain't got nobody in your house. And the little hold up, I show you. I give a Lord right now. I give a Lord right now. Run right now and grab your bills. If you can't find nothing but one bill, I want you to grab that one bill. And I want you to lay it out in front of that television. Lay it out in front of that computer. Because I hear the Holy Ghost saying, tonight is debt cancellation. I promise you it is. Because something is being activated. We're doing it the Jesus way. I'm not kidding. No, this ain't no praise of God. This ain't no share of God. This ain't none of that. It's God giving you a gift of opportunity to get your life reactivated and to bind the spirit of the enemy over your life and to pull you out of mental manipulation and con games about your life. It is God giving you a gift of opportunity to say enough is enough. I'm getting ready to go back to believing the Jesus way. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a shout. 1-800-329-0029. Daystar.com. It's easier for you to get, that's right. It's 106 people going to that app. Go to that website. Go. No, we got to go back to the Jesus way, y'all. What's the matter with us? What's the matter with us? What's the matter with us? What's the matter? Our name is believers. Well, we walk around here for acting like somebody crazy. Our name is believers. Who am I talking to? Oh, God. Are you hearing God? Come on, ask yourself, where would I be right now had I not believed? Oh, come on, ask yourself that. Where would you be right now? Where would you be right now? Where would you be? I don't care how weak you are. I don't care how weak you think you are tonight. But where would you be tonight had you not believed? Where would you be?
Yikes. Wow. I think we better run to the phone right now. We better run to that phone right now. I don't want to miss my activation. Wow, debt cancellation. I mean, you know, we were going to, she was promising you the world over there. I noticed, though, she says, I don't like this con. This is no con. This is no manipulation. I know when I hear God. I don't find one scripture to back up any of that foolishness. Is there one scripture, especially in the Gospels when Jesus was walking the earth, is there one scripture where anybody ever walked up to Jesus with money in their hand and asked Jesus to do something for them? And Jesus took the money and he said, oh, I look upon you now with favor this day, my child. Look at this $5 you gave me, so that I can do something for you. Now, what is it, my child, that you would want? No, there's not one scripture in the Bible that Jesus ever did anything like that. And wasn't it, somebody came up to, wasn't it Peter and Paul, I think, when they came up to try to give them money to do things, and they said, silver and gold, we have none, but such as I have, I give it to you. So, they didn't want people bowing down to them. Somebody one time bowed down to them, was trying to worship one of them, and they said, no, get up, I'm only a man. And where did this foolishness come from? Oh, she said, it comes from the pit. Yeah, the lame man at the temple. Thank you, Linda Roby. Anyway, it's such ridiculous nonsense. And then to actually say God said any of that, it makes it even worse to put a holy God in that kind of a way before a lost and dying world. But if you want to go online and you want to look up some of the 95 Theses by Martin Luther, which was written sometime in the 1500s, I guess it must have been 1517, since we're going to be celebrating 500 years. But in 2017. But anyway, here's some of the things he said. Now, some of the things he said, okay, are Catholic, because, of course, he was still a Catholic at the time he wrote this. He was trying to reform the Catholic Church, which he found out he couldn't reform the Catholic Church. And what do you think the Catholic Church tried to do to him when he tried to reform them? They put him on trial. They were going to kill him. They wanted to kill him. He had to go into hiding because he told the truth. So, I heard something this week that might interest you. I think you would enjoy this. So I'm going to share it with you. But there's a lady on the internet, and she has a YouTube channel, and she mainly deals with Paula White. She has over 100 videos on there dealing with Paula White and Paula White's lying and her heresies and things like that. So anyway, Paula White took her channel down a few times. And so the last time Paula White took her channel down, the lady, how it goes with YouTube is if you have a channel, you're allowed to use video and audio, she said maybe up to about 7 minutes. And it's called fair use. There, even though the items could be copyrighted, you're allowed to use some of the content to report. You can't make money from it, but you can use it to report news, to give your opinion on the issue and that. And that's not a copyright infringement. But anyway, just to harass this woman. And Paula White had her channel taken down. And then when this woman countered on YouTube, they take your channel down when there's a complaint. You can have it reinstated, but then you have to fight the copyright infringement claim. And then when you go to fight back, the person that issued it against you, such as Paula White did to this woman, they can then take you to court and sue you. So, of course, Paula White knows about fair use, but just to harass this woman, because she figured she'd harass her and maybe she would be afraid and she wouldn't have her channel anymore. So Paula White took this woman to court, and guess what happened? I mean, she took her to court for a copyright infringement. Paula White lost the case. She lost the case. And and the judge was very, very upset with Paula White because he told her, this is malicious prosecution. You should have never brought this case in the first place, wasted the court's time and harassed this woman when you had no case and you knew you had no case. There is a fair use copyright law. And you can go and look that up on the internet in case any of you make videos or you do commentary on some of these TV preachers. So anyway, then the lady turned around and sued Paula White for malicious prosecution, which they are in process of litigating that. But imagine that, okay? So I doubt seriously that Paula White will be filing any more copyright infringement claims against people on YouTube. They're such bullies, these people. And it's like Jackie Elnor said last week, why, if you're working for a ministry, why do you have to sign a confidentiality agreement? Why? I don't have anything to hide. If I have anybody that ever comes to work for me, I don't make them sign a confidentiality agreement. I'm not doing anything I don't want people to know about, as far as I'm not doing anything dishonest. So these people make people sign confidentiality agreements. Well, it's not necessary. And it'll be interesting to see how this thing turns out. But be praying, because it was a malicious prosecution. Paula White has, I heard this week from a few people that she files lawsuits against people for defamation if they say things about her which are true. Not that they're making these things up. The things are true. And but just to bully people, just to bully people. And that's wrong. That's wrong. Because didn't the Bible say, I just read that scripture in Titus, is that we're supposed to rebuke these people sharply? And when it comes to Jesus and it comes to his word, we have every right to defend the faith. That's what we're supposed to do. It's not defamation or slander or anything. We're merely repeating their words. I didn't make up that audio of Juanita. That was her. But anyway, here's a few of the things that Luther said in his 95 Theses. Christians are to be taught that the Pope does not intend that the buying of indulgences should in any way be compared with works of mercy. Let's see what else he says. It is very difficult, even for the most learned theologians, at one and the same time to commend to the people the bounty of indulgences and the need of true contrition. Any true Christian, whether living or dead, participates in all the blessings of Christ and the church, and this is granted him by God, even without indulgence letters. And the Catholic Church, they still sell indulgences, because when people die that are Catholic, you can pay them to say a mass for you after you're dead, and they pray that your soul will get out of purgatory, and you can go to heaven if you die with certain sins in your life. So you can still pay, and that's basically what this practice was. It was the selling of indulgences to get, after you're dead, to get out of purgatory so that you can get to heaven, which we know that we're saved by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and not of works, lest any man should boast. So I'm going to play another clip here. Let's listen to Marcus Lamb here on this A Heart for the World. It was just this week. And as a matter of fact, they're playing the reruns. So here you go.
And they said, we have changed our mind. We are not going to charge you $10 million, not $9 million, not $8 million, not $7 million, not $6 million, not $5 million, not $4 million, not $3 million, not $2 million, not even $1 million. We are not going to charge you anything. Whereas before, they wanted to charge $2 million. In a third situation, we're another large company worth billions and billions of dollars. And they wrote out the papers and they said, we want $4 million. I didn't go into an emergency board meeting. I didn't have to call an accountant or a CPA or a team of lawyers. And we have all of those, believe me. I just stopped and prayed. The voice of the Lord spoke to me and said, write back these words. And in less than 60 seconds, I had written what the Lord had said. And then that company the next day said, we've changed our mind. We're not going to charge you $4 million, not $3 million, not $2 million, not $1 million. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. So I just told you three supernatural divine moments. Because I could hear the voice of the Lord, and I was obedient to do what he said. And God gave such super, they could build a nursing school. And so the girls, the women and the girls who were working in the red light district, it was so bad, Brenda Crouch, that Daystar went there. We had undercover hidden cameras, and we did a documentary, and there were little children tied by a rope underneath the bed where their mothers were doing tricks, prostitution, so that they could feed their babies. Well, this nursing school that we bought the land for would provide an education so that these girls, these women, would never have to be in sex trafficking, sex slavery anymore. And at the same time they were getting a bona fide nursing degree, they would be taught the Bible, they would be taught the Word of God, and they would become Christians. And it was soon after that. I tell you what, you don't just cavalierly give somebody $1 million cash. I'm not talking about like some ministries where Walmart has got something that's out of date and they give it to a ministry and then that ministry gives it and they say, oh, look how much we gave, and it didn't even cost them anything. They just gave somebody's leftovers. Well, here's what happened. A billionaire, one of the 20 richest men in America, he sends me an email and he said, I just flew into Dallas on my private jet, and the driver took me past this building, and it said Daystar, and he said, is that your building? And I emailed back, and I said, yes, sir, it is. And then he said, call this number. Well, I assumed it was going to be the number for the switchboard of this gigantic multi-billion-dollar company. Or at best, maybe it would be a secretary or a personal assistant. No siree. It was that man, one of the 20 richest men in America, who is worth double-digit billions personally.
Wow.
And it was his direct number. And probably only a handful of people in the world had that number.
Wow, and you had it.
And we made the deal right there on the spot. And he said, I'm going to add Daystar to my multi-channel system, and I'm not going to charge you anything. That was worth millions and millions and millions and millions and more millions. It was divine favor. Because if I could hear the voice of the Lord about giving $1 million to India and be obedient to do it, then God saw I had passed the test, and I could hear his voice and be obedient about this opportunity that he brought my way. I didn't know that man. I didn't know how to contact him. I don't even know how he knew how to contact me. But God knows all these things.
Well, he knows, yeah.
Now, we're going to go to this song in a moment, but I'm saying somebody, I'm going to stand up because you need to stand up. You need to stand up. Go to that phone, walk across that room, or reach over from that couch or that recliner and pick up that phone or go to your computer, and you need to say, God, it is clear that you are speaking to me, and I'm going to pass the test. Because I
Marcus,
know...
Please join Joni and me as we welcome Sam and Leah Parker. Basically, okay, I don't know what is cuter, Sam's bow tie or his wife.
I know.
Probably the wife is cuter than
they're
the bow tie. But you don't
sure.
see bow ties too often.
Not too often.
Takes a certain kind of swag.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And
pull that off.
That's
like
because
bow ties,
my wife made me wear it.
She did.
Yeah.
He's a good husband. He's a good husband.
Not everybody can pull it off if you pull it off.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, is that good advice?
Yeah, you know, Marcus was just talking about girls being sold into sex slavery. Sounds like Marcus has a little problem. Did you notice that Marcus, he's sitting there on the platform with his wife, and out comes this couple, young couple, and the husband is there and the wife, and the young lady, I guess, is a nice-looking lady. And so what does Marcus do? He can't control himself. You know, he can't control himself. What does he say? I don't know what's cuter, your bow tie or your wife. Now, let's hear
Please
that.
Join Joni and me as we welcome Sam and Leah Parsons. Okay, I don't know what is cuter, Sam's bow tie or his wife.
I know.
Probably the wife is cuter than
they're
the bow tie.
Cute,
but you don't
sure.
see bow ties too often. No.
Oh, yeah, the wife's cuter. Wow, you know, Joni, she didn't smack him in the head over there right on television. I guess she waited till she got home. And the husband of that wife, I don't know why he didn't just get up and walk out. I mean, what was that all about? Dear Lord, help us. You know, this man can't control himself, but that's what happens when you turn into a con artist. You turn into a con artist, and you lose your mind like Nebuchadnezzar. You wind up like Nebuchadnezzar on the grass there with claws and eating grass on all fours. That sounds like Marcus Lamb. He sounds like he's lost his marbles. So anyway, I thought that you would enjoy hearing that clip. But that's our show for today, everybody. And I want to thank you all for tuning in today. And don't forget that God gives us all things freely for the asking, especially salvation is a free gift, and you can ask Jesus Christ into your life today. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to come into your life and be your Lord and Savior. That's the most important thing, no matter what anybody else is doing. Jesus Christ is real. He's a real person. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's coming again to rescue us. Read the third chapter of John today, where Jesus said you must be born again, and also read the book of Romans that says confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. Give your life to Jesus Christ today. You will never regret it. Thanks, everybody in the chat room, for stopping by. Great program today. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week, okay? Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. City, and it's set on a hill. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.